This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The U.S. military is in a massive troop rotation to relieve many of those on duty in Iraq. More than 100,000 servicemen and women will be deployed there in the next few months, and among them, a young soldier featured now on our occasional segment, My Fellow Americans.
My name is Specialist Leonardo Ramon Corley from Vidalia, Georgia.
Specialist Corley is 23. He's been living in Los Angeles, working, making friends, many of whom joined him last month for a going-away party after his Army Reserve unit got called.
I came from a single-parent home where finances were tight, and I didn't want my mother to have to be concerned about taking care of me as well as my little brother and my little sister while I was in school. I worked hard in school, and I chose the school I chose, number one, because I got a full scholarship there. And then I needed extra money, like, to buy little things like gas for my car and to eat and stuff like that. So the reserves offered me a way to go, like, 1 week in a month and make extra money, you know, help me pay my college expenses. So to me, it seemed like a good opportunity. I never looked at it as eventually I'm going to have to go to war. Because during the time period that I joined, it had been, you know, years of peace. It was just, you know, something to do. You know, I never expected it would lead me to having to leave to go to another country.
In the reserves, you go to training once a month. That's what you expect when you get a call at home from the platoon leader. Details about the next meeting. But everything changed for Specialist Corley in January.
My platoon sergeant called me and told me on telephone, which at first I heard him, but it didn't really sink in. It was kind of like I was listening to it, but I didn't really feel like it was applying to me. All I thought about was ways to get out of it. You know, how could I keep from going? I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Why did I have to go? And it was almost like you know you're going to die before you die, and that you get to call everybody and handle everything that you can handle before the situation. Not that I'm thinking that I'm going to die, I'm hoping I'm going to die, but it's almost like that because of the fact that you don't realize how many things are touched by your life or how many things that are riding on your shoulders until you have to cut the ties.
What he means is that it's not just friends and family who will miss him. Specialist Corley is a teacher. He's also leaving his elementary school classroom and the 60 students who call him Mr. Corley.
I teach students with learning disabilities, which has become a labor of love. It's become very rewarding to see the changes and effects that you have on a child's life, because you don't really realize how much you mean to a kid until you get ready to leave. You know, you have 60 kids, all want to show you, you know, their respect and tell you that they love you. You know, I have 60 letters, which I sat and I read each one of them. I didn't realize that I meant that to them. But one thing I can say during this period of war and unrest, it's going to be a story that I can bring back to the classroom. It can possibly make me a better teacher, you know, someone who can really, you know, reach the kids on a whole new level that they never imagined before. So regardless of where I am, I feel like somehow I will make a difference.
You know, and just because I'm leaving right now doesn't mean I can't come back.
After the party had gone on for an hour, Linalda Corley got up to say goodbye to his friends.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to get leave. So I'll be back before the 18 months is up. Don't worry about me. Don't shed no tears for me because I'll be back. You know, who knows? You know, I may be a better person.
Linalda Ramon Corley's reserve unit is now deployed overseas. A unit officer asked Day to Day to withhold further details. That My Fellow Americans report was produced by Shireen Meraji.